Okay, so we are recording now. And Representative Dorman, now the state legislature has been in session for, I guess we're coming up on 3 weeks now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Well, will you just start out by telling me some of the things that you feel are significant that you've been involved in so far?
Well, we've had quite a bit of activity in Jefferson City. I think a significant bipartisan effort we've got going is the governor announced his Missouri military partnership. Yesterday, Wednesday, we had the Missouri Military Awareness Day at the Capitol, and we had the commanding general from Fort Leonard Wood, Leslie Smith was there, and Colonel Michael Francis from the White Mountain Air Force Base, 131st Bomb Wing. Lots of people came. We had a joint session of the Senate and House Veterans Committees and quite a few visitors. We had some testimony from Michael Du Bois of the Kit Bond Strategies and Steve Hijack of Baker Donaldson and Clint Zweifel, who's heading up the Missouri Military Partnership, held a reception in the afternoon. So there's a lot of really concerted effort to keep Missouri on the front burner of any retention of military forces. We know there's going to be cuts, and we would like to keep the force that we have in Missouri, and of course we'll accept new missions if that's possible.
And in military, I know a big thing right now is the A-10s. Have you had much going on there?
Yes. Senator David Pierce and I both filed concurrent resolutions in our respective chambers. He had a hearing today on his. Mine will be coming up very shortly. I'm certain we'll both adopt the resolutions and send those up to Congress in support of the A-10 mission at Whiteman Air Force Base. Militarily speaking, you can find a lot of pilots that say, you know, the A-10 is a great plane to fly. I don't think I've spoken yet to an infantry person that doesn't like the A-10 because they give a lot of ground support. It is a very tough plane. It's an old plane, but it's very tough. It's got a lot of metal to it. It's hard to shoot down. There's lots of changes, of course, going on in the military. Air Force wants to bring in the new fighter, the F-35. But there's still, from what I've gathered, there's definitely a place for the A-10. You got to look. We've got different theaters of operation around the world. You know, if something happened with China, that would be much different than what we've got going on in the Middle East. So the ATN, bottom line, still has a function in the world, and it's very important to Whiteman. You know, there's 1,100 jobs out there that are dependent on the ATN. So it's safe until the end of the year, but after that, no one is certain what's going to happen.
And besides this resolution, this is really a national decision, right?
It's Congress. Best we can do is show our support. I say Congress, but of course they go by advice from the Pentagon. So as much as we can keep a good word in there for our military installations in Missouri, I think the better off we are.
And back on the state level, besides this resolution, is there anything else you filed in this session so far that you think is going to be especially important this year?
I filed a few bills. I've got one I just filed from Marshall for allowing them to the citizens to vote on a bond issue for the library. There's some projects they'd like to complete. So it would just allow a vote in the city of Marshall to consider a bond issue. That's a rather strange situation. only certain libraries can have bond issues go to the public. So that's something we're working on. We'll have more of that in the future. Got some other bills that we're working on, speech pathology, expanding the definition a little bit of those who can work with speech pathology. That will be coming out next week. I've got some other bills that are coming along. So I would say by the end of next week, I'll probably have everything filed.
Right. And can I ask your opinion on a less serious bill, the Jim the Wonder Dog and...
Yes, it is in. It is in. It is filed. We've got... Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just curious, since you... Your district is pretty close to
both of them. Jim the Wonder Dog and Old Drum have been filed together this year again. Myself and Denny Hoskins have filed the bill. We both filed the same bill, so it has a little better chance of getting through the system. So it will be going to the Tourism Committee at some point.
All right, and I don't remember why it didn't pass last year.
It went nowhere in the Senate. We passed it in the House and died in the Senate.
Okay.
Which happens often.
I understand. I guess, is there anything else you'd like to discuss, bill-wise, or just anything that's going on in Jefferson City or in your district?
Well, I would say... The governor gave his state of the state message this week and promised a lot of money to education and to other programs. I just want to say that his budget is projecting 5.9% growth in revenue. And what has happened in the past is something called a consensus revenue estimate. So basically, the House Budget Committee, Senate Appropriations Committee, and the governor's office all get together and say, okay, this is what we're going to base our budget on. This number is an income amount. The governor chose not to go with the House and the Senate this year. We are projecting 4.2% growth, which I think is really optimistic, considering that our real number this year is 1.3%. So even that would be a substantial jump in economic activity if we went to 4.2%. So the 5.9 is just not a workable number, and we'll have to sort that out here in the next few months.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Senator Dorn, or sorry, Representative Dorman, maybe someday Senator. I guess anything else you'd like to add or anything else we should talk about?
Well, just to add on to that a little bit, the governor talks about fully funding the foundation formula, and that's a goal for the legislature. He's got some increased spending for higher education. I believe everyone is on board with that in the House. There's a little issue there between four-year and two-year schools, as there always is. So we'll try to get that ironed out. I think we can move forward. It's just, you know, how much, how fast is the real question that we're dealing with at this point.
And you mentioned there's a lot of support for this. Do you have any particularly strong feelings about this, especially since you're involved in higher education?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those situations that education has taken a big hit over the last 5 years just because we didn't have the income as a state. And I'm with the majority. We'd like to get that funding back up and get it at a level that we think is functional for Missouri. I don't want to make big promises, however, that would end up in disappointment for the next year. I would like to get a realistic number that's better than we have now, and we keep moving forward. That would be my goal.
All right, perfect. Anything else we should discuss?
I think that's it for this week.
Okay.